over to Mike.
Thanks, Jim. We're very pleased with the recent launch of our 7 new BlackBerry 7 smartphones. The combination of the BB7 operating system capabilities, the high-performance processor, and the best hardware designs we've had to date has been well received by our partners around the world. In the first several weeks of the launch, 147 launches have occurred with approximately 90 carriers in 30 countries. And we've achieved over 600 certifications currently at 250 carriers. We're also excited to have already received 118 carrier certifications for our new BlackBerry 7-based Curve, the highest volume BlackBerry smartphone ever, which we expect to be launched by 165 carriers around the world in Q3. This is the largest and most successful global launch of BlackBerry smartphones in our history. On top of the powerful hardware enhancements, including upgraded processors, displays, and memory, BlackBerry 7 devices offer faster web performance with industry-leading JavaScript performance, Liquid graphics, the world's best mobile QWERTY keyboard on the BlackBerry Bold 9900, and NFC capabilities. The seamless integration between hardware, software, and platform has not gone unnoticed, and BlackBerry 7 devices have been getting great reviews for their robust performance and exciting industrial design. In addition, we have secured more than 200 separate carrier promotions around the world for BlackBerry 7 smartphones, and we plan to build on this strong foundation of support. The NFC implementation on BlackBerry 7 is already showing itself to be a differentiator in the enterprise market. Just today, it was announced that the new NFC-enabled BlackBerry Bold and BlackBerry Curve will be the first smartphones with iClass functionality for digital keys and identification for secure access to buildings, offices, and networks. This is the first in the development of mobile access and identity solutions using NFC technology on smartphones, and we're excited to be part of it. BlackBerry 7 smartphones also allow developers and users to take advantage of the recent enhancements to BBM, which now extends the real-time BBM experience to a range of other socially connected apps where a BBM user has the ability to interact with friends from within the app itself. In fact, over 13 million downloads have occurred of BBM socially connected apps such as Point, Foursquare, Score Mobile, and Jingu. BBM Music, which Jim mentioned earlier, is also an excellent example of the power of the BBM mobile social platform. In Q2, we launched AppWorld 3.0 with enhanced merchandising and discovery capability, including a BlackBerry App World Carrier Channel, which is a carrier-branded area in BlackBerry App World where supported carrier partners can highlight select content items to make them more discoverable to end users. AppWorld is now available in 129 markets, and its growing library of more than 40,000 apps now averages a daily download of 4 million apps. We continue to work with carrier partners to support carrier building, which is now available in 10 countries with 15 carriers. With the end-to-end platform RIM is developing, combined with a growing subscriber base of over 70 million BlackBerry users, we continue to be an attractive destination for many technology innovators. As Jim referenced, we shipped approximately 200,000 BlackBerry Playbooks in Q2, well below where we would like it to be. As you know, Playbook has established itself as a high-performance tablet, which we believe will ultimately be successful in a market that is in its infancy but rapidly growing. The Playbook's security reputation is unmatched in the tablet industry, which was confirmed when it was the first tablet certified for deployment within U.S. federal government agencies and the Australian federal government. We're also pleased that earlier this week, the Citrix receiver for the BlackBerry Playbook tablet became available for beta testing. The Citrix receiver leverages the multitasking capabilities of Playbook, so users will be able to work like they do on a desktop or laptop, with multiple applications running simultaneously, but do so remotely from the BlackBerry Playbook tablet. We recognize that the current availability of content and applications for Playbook has limited the near-term uptake of the device in the market, and we're actively working with key partners to deliver the most desired applications and content to our targeted market segments. Rather than easing these enhancements out little by little into the market, we are planning to bundle a number of significant features and enhancements into a new major software release for Playbook that will be demonstrated at DevCon in October and released thereafter. The ability to push out upgrades over the air to Playbook is a significant advantage, and both existing and new Playbook users will be able to benefit from this new software release when it is available. Some of the key enhancements that we expect to be delivered in the Playbook 2.0 release are built-in native email, calendar, and contacts, robust enterprise features including BlackBerry Balance to allow management of personalizable devices, the previously announced Android App Player, enhanced web browsing, the availability of new consumer apps and multimedia and video content, including BlackBerry Video Store, which will have 10,000 movies and TV shows available on demand to buy or rent, as well as new movie releases on the same day as DVD availability. And of course, with the built-in HDMI output, the ability to enjoy videos on your TV without the need to purchase additional system components, as well as further improvements to BlackBerry Bridge. We continue to work with gaming partners like Unity, IdeaWorks Labs, and Electronic Arts to bring new and exciting games to the QNX platform. IdeaWorks Labs Marmalade is now available to developers in an open beta, and the company is working to port some of their existing games over the next few months, with some like Battle Balls already released. We also have teams targeting the delivery of major media, gaming, and productivity apps that customers are demanding, and we will provide more details next month at DevCon. The upcoming Playbook 2.0 launch is a prime example of the power and flexibility of the QNX mobile operating system, which allows Playbook users to experience major upgrades in features, content, and functionality for free through a simple over-the-air upgrade that is pushed out to the device. Additionally, we have promotional plans in place for the fall intended to drive both enterprise and consumer adoption of Playbook, including special incentive programs for enterprise, a loyalty program for existing BlackBerry customers, and rebates in consumer channels. We are confident that these activities will generate an increase in demand and sell-through in Q3 and into the holiday season. Development efforts on the first QNX-based smartphone product are going extremely well, and we plan to ensure that when we launch, the product will have the features, industrial design, and content, and app ecosystem it needs to deliver a dynamic and industry-leading customer experience. The development platform for QNX phones will be presented in more detail at DevCon in October, and prototype phones featuring the QNX operating system and development platform will be available in the not-too-distant future. We have learned the importance of ensuring an established, vibrant ecosystem is available prior to commercial launch, and our QNX smartphones, application environment development, and final industrial design will be released into the market based on this experience. The success of the recent BlackBerry 7 launches is a prime example of how the decision to make the right technology choices and to meticulously focus on product readiness were the right choices. If we had rushed out BlackBerry 7, we would not be benefiting from the rapid take-up, positive reviews, and strong sell-through that we expect will drive our results over the next few quarters. We understand that the past few quarters have been challenging, and we are confident that we are on track to return to growth in Q3 and beyond. We are thrilled with our BlackBerry 7 launch, but are equally excited as we move towards delivering the QNX mobile platform, which gives us and our partners the opportunity to reimagine the power of BlackBerry and to deliver customers a unique and industry-leading mobile technology experience. I'll now turn the call over to Brian to discuss the financials.
Thank you, Mike. Revenue for the second quarter of fiscal 2012 was $4.2 billion, primarily reflecting the lower number of BlackBerry handheld devices and Playbook shipped. RIM shipped 10.6 million smartphones and 200,000 Playbook tablets during the second quarter. Shipments of new BB7 products in the quarter were near the high end of our expectations. Overall smartphone shipments were impacted by lower shipments due to high channel inventory of older in-life products. Channel inventory levels of the new BB7 products are relatively low, and inventory of the older products was drawn down in the quarter. Service revenue increased by $232 million year-over-year, surpassing $1 billion for the first time ever, reflecting the strong growth in RIM's BlackBerry subscriber base. Software revenue increased by $7 million year-over-year to $78 million. On a geographic basis, sales outside the United States, United Kingdom, and Canada represented approximately 56% of the total consolidated revenue. Some of the larger other markets in the quarter were South Africa, Indonesia, Western Europe, Middle East, and Latin America. U.S. sales were 27% of total consolidated revenue. Sales in the U.K. represented approximately 10%, and Canada represented the remainder. Hardware revenue was 73% of sales, with services, software, and other representing 27%. Estimated sell-through in the quarter was approximately 13.7 million, including phone-only sales. This was the second highest level of sell-through in RIM's history. We expect this to increase significantly as BlackBerry 7 products continue the global rollout, and the early data from the first few weeks of launch supports this, as Jim mentioned. ARPU was slightly lower than the last quarter, primarily due to an increasing percentage of tiered biz plans and prepaid customers in the mix. Gross margin was 39% in the quarter, reflecting higher service revenue in the consolidated mix, as well as lower playbook sales, offset in part by a higher percentage of lower ASP products than expected in the mix of in-life products shipped. Operating expenses were $1.2 billion in the second quarter, which includes $105 million of charges associated with the cost optimization program. The company's income tax expense was $85 million, resulting in an effective tax rate of 21%, slightly lower than the first quarter due to the resolution of a tax issue. We expect the tax rate for Q3 and Q4 to be approximately 24%. Net income for the second quarter was $329 million, or 63 cents per fully diluted share. Net income includes the $118 million in charges associated with the cost optimization program. Excluding the charge, adjusted net income was $419 million, or 80 cents per fully diluted share. We expect some incremental charges associated with the cost optimization program in the third quarter as well. Our press release from this afternoon contains a reconciliation of our GAAP net income and diluted EPS to adjusted net income and adjusted diluted EPS. Moving to cash flow, the company made significant investment in intellectual property this quarter with a $780 million purchase of the Nortel assets as part of the consortium of companies, as well as having higher working capital requirements due to higher levels of inventory and DSOs. CapEx in the quarter was $285 million. Inventory increased by just over $400 million to $1.4 billion. This balance reflects additional raw materials associated with the new product launches as well as playbook inventory. As Jim and Mike noted, current playbook sell-through is lower than we had forecast, and additionally, RIM made a strategic investment in certain high-value components related to playbook that were in tight supply at the time of the commitment. This has resulted in higher than normal levels of inventory on the balance sheet. In addition to the inventory on RIM's balance sheet, there is inventory in the channel that we will work through with our partners to sell through over the coming months. As we discussed earlier, we are implementing a number of programs to drive sell-through beginning this quarter. RIM continues to maintain a strong balance sheet with cash, cash equivalents, short and long-term investments of approximately $1.4 billion at the end of the quarter. RIM also recently entered into an agreement for a $500 million credit facility, which will eventually replace the existing $100 million credit facility. We expect the cash balance to be slightly lower again in the third quarter, primarily due to working capital requirements associated with the playbook inventory and component requirements for the rollout of the new BlackBerry 7 smartphones. I'll now turn the call over to Adele to provide more detail on our outlook for Q3.
Thanks, Brian. Before I discuss the outlook for Q3, I'd like to remind everyone that these forward-looking statements reflect management's best current estimates and should be taken in the context of the risk factors listed at the beginning of the call and disclosed in our public filings. We expect total revenue for Q3 to be in the range of $5.3 to $5.6 billion, which includes BlackBerry smartphone shipments of between 13.5 million and 14.5 million units, which is a sequential increase of between 27 and 37%. The broad acceptance of BlackBerry 7 products across our channels and a higher than normal degree of order coverage for this point in the quarter relative to Q2 gives us confidence in our Q3 unit shipment forecast. We expect gross margin to be approximately 37%. This decrease versus Q2 reflects the lower percentage of service revenue in the mix and the anticipated implementation of a number of programs designed to increase playbook sell-through. Total operating expenses are expected to be flat to slightly higher in Q3 as benefits from the cost optimization program are offset by increases in R&D costs of approximately 13% and launch and holiday sales activities. We expect total SG&A to decrease by approximately 5%, and we expect depreciation and amortization to be approximately $150 million. We expect CapEx to be approximately $200 million in Q3. We expect Q3 adjusted diluted EPS, excluding charges related to the cost optimization program, to be in the range of $1.20 to $1.40 per share diluted. Adjusted diluted earnings per share for the full year of fiscal 12, excluding the impact of charges related to the cost optimization program, is expected to be towards the low end of our previously guided range of $5.25 to $6. This reflects increased costs associated with programs to drive playbook sell-through, as well as the lower than expected revenue in the second quarter. This concludes our formal remarks, and I'd like to ask the operator to open up the call for questions. I'd also like to ask you to limit your questions to one, please.